LDF All Ballisting, KAA LDF.
Morning, Chris. Perfect timing. Just got done with the treadmill. KB8RVP.
There you go. You're all warmed up and ready to run. Take my... Excuse me. I want to take my... trash bin out at the end of the street, or at the end of the driveway and onto the street. And my right knee is just not cooperating with me today. 15 degrees. A little nip in the sky. thank God it's Thursday. And Carolyn, my daughter, looks at me and goes, huh, today's my Friday. And she works in the dental field. They never work Fridays, so Thursday is their Friday.
Well, actually, it's only hump day. Wednesday the 15th. We're cruising right through the week, though. Got the... I was going to shovel yesterday morning when I got up, but then I saw we were supposed to get snow through the day, and we did. We got about another inch. So I got our driveway cleaned up. Patty did the neighbors next door and the sidewalks. And went and got my allergy shot after work. Came home and had tacos for Taco Tuesday.
Both of us are screwed up. I should have figured that when I was taking the trash out for Wednesday. Oh, she's in for a big surprise because she was all hyped up thinking it was Thursday, and I thought, huh? Well, the week didn't go by fast. Didn't question it. Didn't question that I seen everybody else's trash can was sitting on the side of the road. Didn't think about it being Wednesday. Oh yeah, the trash can's there. Yep. Hollers out. No snow to shovel. Didn't do anything here other than cold and wind. High wind. Till 5 last night. Working again tonight, late. Don't like that because by the time I get home, the traffic is really bizarre. Because all the bridges are closed, except for one. Well, they're not closed, but they're toll bridges now. And, a lot of people rebel on having to pay for a toll, and I feel the same. So we got one bridge that's not a toll bridge, so man, traffic's just bizarre at 5 o'clock. So, anyways, just takes a while to get home, and get in, take a shower, have dinner, do the dishes, man. It's already like 7:45. go to bed around 9:30, 9:45. Well, that's nice. Somebody just blew that stop sign. I'm glad I wasn't in the middle of that. Nothing planned for the weekend. Stay home and have a fire in the fireplace and probably watch some football and read. Get my chores done. whatever I gotta do. KB8RVP, K8LDF.
KB8RVP. So those bridges, they must waive the toll during rush hour and during people commuting and school buses and everything, and then they kick it back on at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, something like that, I take it. Yeah, I've seen some stuff on the news about it when they were talking about implementing it a year ago or whatever it was. Yeah, when we go down to Florida and rent a car, they ask us if we're going to be going on any of the toll roads in Florida. They have a little transponder they put up in the window. And then you just, when you turn the car in, you pay for whatever tolls you use. But we haven't done any toll roads down there. They're around. We're pretty fortunate here in Michigan, you know, we don't have to pay to park most places. Don't have too many tolls. But you talk to, you know, you go through other states or you try to park somewhere. If you go to some of the cities and stuff, you got to pay everywhere you go tolls to get there. Glad, of course, we pay some of the highest gas tax in the country, so I guess we're paying it for it in our gas tax.
I remember downtown Basie used to have to pay for parking at parking meters and stuff. No, it's $15 a month to cross the bridge. Bridges. There's two bridges that are toll bridges. And Bay City had sold us all out. So we got two bridges that are toll, and for the toll fee it's $15 a month. Whether you go over the bridge once, whether you go over the bridge 15 times, it's $15 a month, and it does not carry on to the next month if you don't use it. It's $15 a month. And then you have to have an account, I believe, I'm not sure. I'm not positive because I'm not interested in it, so that's why I don't know, and I really don't care. But it's like $25 to have an account, and you got to put your credit card on there too. So there's actually four bridges. Two of them are toll bridges. One is being dismantled, and it's going to take, oh God, I think 4 years before it's up and running. They're working on it right now. They're working on it through this kind of weather, dismantling it. It's got to have all new pillars that go right into the river, built all the way up. It's going to be complete tear down and complete rebuild. And the Veterans Memorial Bridge is a state-owned bridge. Like the one that's being torn down, that one's called the Lafayette Bridge. That one's a state-owned bridge. It's paid by the state. So people will use the Veterans Bridge to go back and forth over across town because nobody wants to pay the toll because a lot of people are Bay County citizens and they will not want to pay it. But the people that live in the city of Bay City can go over the bridge for free. That live in the city. Not in the county, the city. I live in Bay County. I don't live in the city of Bay City. So I would have to pay. So, I pretty much stay on this side of town. I usually don't have to cross the bridge. My mom lives in a medical care facility, which I have to go over the bridge to see her. And my dad lives on the other side of town where you'd have to go over the bridge to see him. So I usually have to take the state-owned bridge, the Veterans Bridge, Veterans Memorial Bridge. So that's the scoop. KAALDF ready.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to pay city taxes working in Bay City. Working in the city of Flint, I have to pay city of Flint taxes. Because I still have an office in Flint and I do go in a certain number of days a year, they still take out the city taxes. And then when I do my taxes, I have to do the state, the federal, and then city of Flint section. And I send them the number of days that I worked, and then I get a refund based on the numbers of days that they took out compared to the number of days that I was in the office, which I only went into the office 6 times, so it's always fun. It takes a while, but I get like $300 back. So it's definitely worth doing it. I could just let them take what they take and do my taxes as normal, and I might get $10 or $15 back. But if I do the work, I have to get a letter from my company showing that I only worked so many days, how many hours, and then I have to put in how many days of the year I was on vacation, how many days I went into the office, and figure out the hours, and then I get a check back. So it's worth it. I could go to permanent work from home, and they wouldn't take anything out, but then I wouldn't be able to go into the office anymore. I like having that option. But, yep, everybody's got to deal with something. I just saw on Channel 4 News, I-696, I think heading towards Detroit, is going to be closing for 2 years. And the people that commute on that stretch every day, they've come up with alternate a detour where part of it's on a different expressway, part of it's on side streets, and just imagine having to deal with your highway that you commute on every day closed for 2 years. KB8RVP.
Like that stretch of highway on going to Livonia there, was that 96 or whatever? Still doing construction. Yeah, we pay taxes to Bay City. Yeah, it all comes out of our taxes. Everybody pays for it. Lives in Bay County, you pay the city tax. I live in Auburn, so I pay Auburn taxes, but yeah, it's a mess. It's just all a bloody mess. Well, it looks like I'm going to be late for work because for some reason the railroad crossing guards that go across the main vein of town here are down. I don't see no train. I'm kind of wedged in between vehicles, so I can't turn around. And even if I turn around, I'm going to be late anyway. So I'm just going to kind of stay put, I guess.
Yeah, like Fenton. Fenton's fun here. We've got every north-south road in Fenton has a railroad crossing on it. So if a train comes through and the lights get stuck, they get stuck for the whole town. I used to live in an apartment right by the train tracks before we bought our house. And a train was sitting there for an hour or two. I had my scanner on, and they said, if there's any fires or anything, you're going to have to get on 23 and get back off to go around the train. The train actually ran out of fuel. They had to bring another engine in with fuel to offload onto that one to get it back up and running again. Couldn't imagine running out of fuel on your train engine, but it happened. So, they've got some kind of a deal where Grand Trunk Railroad, I think that's what it still is, I don't know, but they fix the train tracks every 3 years or whatever it is. they start to get bumpy. And they, in the agreement to do that, they actually closed one of the train tracks that was in a subdivision. So people that live in there, it's now a dead-end road. You got to go around. But they do a pretty good job of keeping them up. But it's just that every once in a while, there's some kind of a pickup where every crossing and Fenton is blocked by a train, or the arms are down, but there's no train, and the next time a train comes through, it resolves the issue, it resets it, and they all go back up when the train comes through. But it happens sometimes. Information. And it's dark, too. Possibly sun within the next hour. Yeah, I'm late. It was a train that was sitting there, and I can just see the back end of it now. I couldn't see if I could, couldn't tell if there was anything moving across the track or not, or hear it, really. Yeah, those engines run on diesel, so it's kind of weird that these run out, you know. The train engine. So, yeah, it's still called Grand Trunk. Grand Funk, Grand Trunk. Well, now that's 7 o'clock, all the traffic lights are working now, instead of just blinking yellow. Well, I'll be a good 10 minutes late. I texted my general foreman. Hey, look at this, I'm stuck. See you when you get here. Oh, Lord. Well, gotta wait for this light. Yeah, oh, what fun. Well, do you think you'll be busy today with a bunch of service orders? Well, the way I explain it to people with my job is we're kind of like firemen. You never know if you're going to be sitting around the station for a couple hours and cooking lunch and reading the paper or hanging out, playing cards, whatever. All of a sudden, call comes in. Mondays are typically the busiest and Fridays are typically the slowest. But sometimes we have what I call a Monday on Friday, where Friday is the busiest day of the week. I literally have no idea what I'm going to be doing when I come into work. I never know what that first ticket's going to be, problem with the prescription system, a problem with their phone, problem with their headset, computer won't boot, got an error message. You just never know. And we have a board. I can see everybody on my team, how many tickets they've worked on, what ticket they're currently working on, so it's kind of nice. All of a sudden, you see 20 tickets come in and they're all the same problem, then there's a system issue. So we have another web page that we go to that shows war rooms. And if there's a major outage with one of our systems, they start a war room and they have a manager come in that runs the thing. They have the network people, the server people, the software people, the programmers, and they all come in and figure out what they got to do to fix the problem and get everybody back up and running. But some days, I mean, I'm literally working with someone on a ticket that came in 10 minutes ago and I already got assigned another one. And then I'm working with that person on another one and another one. It's like I can't even keep up. So I literally, that's the way my whole job's been. Unless I'm working on a project, you don't know what the next ticket's going to be or when it's going to come in. KB8RVP.
Oh, that's just crazy.
Yeah, just pulling in the parking lot right now. Yeah. Yeah, hopefully you'll have a good day and it won't be too hard. Oh, that issue with my computer, there, I guess it really isn't an issue. It just, things stated on there, for Windows 11, see if he's got enough software updates that you have to do before you try to install Windows 11, which I don't think I will do. All right, I gotta go. Have a good day. It's 7:05 and it's 19 degrees and it's dark outside. KB8RVP, KB8LDF.
7-3, Chris, have a good day at work. We can talk more about Windows 10, Windows 11 tomorrow. KB8RVP.
Roger, Dodge, you're on there. KB8LDF, please.
November 8, Delta Charlie Mike, NHTCM.
We've talked before. The call sign is Alpha Delta 8 Charlie Japan. The name is Champ. I think you're like Eric or something. That sounds right. That would be correct. The name here is Eric. How you doing, Chance? Haven't talked to you in a while. Indeed, it has been quite a while since I have picked up the microphone, that is for sure. Just doing some moving today. Figured I would fill my return trip with some ham radio operations. So here I am. I don't know. My current location is 21 in Morris Road or Morris. Roger that. I'm on M24 just north of Lapeer. I'm headed home myself. Yeah, right on. I don't know. I'm just I'm in the process of moving to a different house, and I just towed a big giant camper in a blizzard, and I'm driving home now, and it's perfectly sunny and well, not sunny, but perfectly clear. No ice on the roads anymore, and yeah. Funny how the weather turns out, you know? Yeah, roger that, Chance, roger that. Do you need help, or you got all the help you need? Oh, no, I got all the help I need. I got my French bulldog in the passenger seat here, and it's basically just driving. I just do the driving. The trailer will be loaded when I get there, and I will just bring it back, and then I get to unload it. But no, I'm pretty well set. I got about 14 days to get this done, so I'm just making it happen, little by little. Maybe it's not 14 anymore. Maybe it's like 10, but that's still quite a few days. So I appreciate the offer, though. Oh, no problem, no problem. Just thought I'd offer to help you out. Okay, cool. So where are you moving to? Where are you going to be at? We are moving about 12 miles due south. So we'll be about 3 or 4 miles due south of the airport here in Lapeer on Higley Road. But we are moving from about 3 or 4 miles, well, maybe like 8 miles north of the airport on Mott Road in North Branch. All right, I'm a little familiar with North Branch and the airport area. Not really, but I live over by Otisville, so just north of Flint. So, but yeah, I had some business in Lapeer today, and heading home right now. Yeah, okay. I do some work for the gravel pit over there, the Martin's gravel pit. I've known Mark for many, many years now, and I get over that way, not super frequently, but I do get over that way. I don't know. It's just inconvenient that they put the airport there, because I could just drive straight south, but the airport happens to be in the way, so I have to go all the way around it. They don't like it if you drive down the runway, and I'm sure they would probably frown upon that. Yeah, roger that. Yep. I'm at M24 at Norway Lake Road, and we're turning to go west here at about a mile on Columbiaville Road. Just thought I'd give you an idea of where I'm at. Yeah, okay. I Norway Lake Road is about where my current QTH is, so if you would have turned east on Norway Lake Road and go in that back into where the dirt roads happen back there is where my current house is. So we sold that in December, and we closed on it on the 27th. And on the 25th, our offer was accepted for the current house that we're moving to. So it's been a little bit of a hectic December, January, early, to say the least. Roger that. If I would have thought about it, I'd ask if I could have swung by real quick, but it's at your old house and shake your hand. I don't think we've met in person, but I'm still willing to do that. It's up to you, but I'm just putzing around. Don't have an important time schedule today. Yeah, right on. I'll get over to a meeting eventually. I haven't been to a meeting in 2 years. I'm ashamed to say it, but haven't been to a club meeting in 2 years. I definitely pay my dues, though, so I guess there's something to say for that. Got to get over to a meeting. It's a lot closer now, though, that it's currently at the church here. It's at Cyprus now, right? So I live only like 2 miles from Cyprus now. It was at the church for a minute, I think, and that was kind of halfway between. But emergency services building was kind of a hike at 7, 8 o'clock at night for me. And I had small kids up until recently, so I just haven't made it to a call. They're getting big now. They put themselves to bed, and they get themselves up now. It's kind of a weird shift that I'm having. But, so I'll be like, I think it's 2 or 3 miles from Cyprus now, barely. Probably HT range, if anything. ADHCJ. Roger that. I just had some errands running up here. Now I'm heading back home and all of that. But, I just got started into GMR. So I just got my first GMR radio over the Christmas. So, sort of putzing around with that, giving it a shot. Something new. Yeah, I do a little bit of DMR on the commercial side of the house. I don't actually do any DMR on the ham side. I don't really enjoy the digital communications as much as I do the actual analog stuff. I don't know why. I have no explanation for it. I just don't like it as much. I feel like it's harder to, the barriers to entry are hard. For some people, I mean, I do the programming and stuff automatically, for other companies and stuff, but I don't know. I like to be able to grab the dial on the radio and tune it to a frequency and have it work. I don't know why. It's just the way I am, I guess. What else? DMR, yeah. So what kind of DMR radio did you end up with?
I have an Olinko DJ MD5. That was pretty good.
I haven't seen that one. A lot of the ones that I'm dealing with are going to be Motorola which I don't even know. I would never buy a Motorola for $1,200 HT or whatever that you can't program, and I don't know. I know there's a reason for it. I'm just saying that's not my jam. The stuff that I deal with has to be, part 95A or whatever, certified, it's business band stuff, right? So there's very few of the Chinese radios that are part 95, or I think it's 95, I can't remember. I think it's 95. Anyways, the Olinko one that I'm remembering, though, is that they built that for ham, for ham DMR. I don't think it's business band certified or anything, so they're tailoring it to a ham radio operator. Maybe that stuff is a little easier to, to program and make work. I don't know, though. I've never seen it, but, maybe it is easier.
It seems pretty easy to do. The Olinko, I got it from DX Engineering, so it's the amateur radio band only. No business band, no, can't go outside of frequency. You can for listening, but you can't transmit. But I like how it programs. It's pretty cool. And it's not that expensive. It was less than $300, so it was pretty good. I think I paid like $250, with shipping and all of that, taxes and all of that.
Yeah, that's not terrible. That's not terrible. I mean, the analog radios that I deal with, my go-to for mobile analog is Kenwood, what is it, PMV71A, and I have a D710G here in my car, or my truck here. But yeah, I like the Kenwood transceivers for analog. My HF radio is an ICOM, so I'm really not married to any brand, any specific type of radio. I just I get what I can afford, and what I heard is going to work well for me. So I have my HF rig is the ICOM 706 Mark II G. That's the one, and it's currently in a somewhere in the bottom of my in my basement, ready to go to the new house. But yeah. So I just, I don't know, I stick with the analog stuff. I do a little digital on HF, but that's, you know, basically text mode stuff, not digital voice. ADHD. Roger that. K-8-E-T-L for ID. I'm in Columbiaville now. But what I was going to say is I'm using an ICOM 5100, ID 5100, so it's got the D-Star and all of that. So I've been doing some digital, but I also wanted to do DMR, because DMR is prevalent in Genesee County. So gives me more flexibility.
Yeah, right on. No, I get it. I'm right there with you. I don't mind having the option to do those things. Like I said, it's just not something that I'm super interested in. But you know, times change. Maybe someday I will be. If I had family, you know, cross country or something that I wanted to talk to on the ham radio, you know, that might be a thing for me. I did some of the All Star stuff. I played with Echolink. I had an Echolink node at my house set up to an analog radio, and it was kind of cool to play with. That may happen again someday, but. Right now I'm focusing on a bunch of other things other than ham radio, unfortunately. Probably I need to get a pole set so I can put my HF antenna back up. I want to get a telephone pole set in like the middle of my backyard, kind of a couple hundred feet from the house, so I can run my long wire to it again, and kind of want to put a camera on top of it maybe, and I don't know, a bunch of stuff that's going to go into the new house that maybe will... Maybe will enable me to do some more ham radio. But I don't know. We'll see. Right now, I'm just focusing on getting all my stuff from point A to point B. So, it's like what's in front of my nose at the moment is what's important.
Oh, I completely understand that, Chance. That's the way it should be when you're moving and all of that, you know. But definitely good hearing from you. Just leaving Columbiaville, heading west. I'm going to go to Dodge Road and get Irish Road from there. So I'm almost home. But yeah, I'll stay on for a little bit. But good to hear that you have your priorities straight. That's important.
Yes, sir. So I used to live on Irish Road in Davidson years ago. But then my sister used to live on Irish Road north of Barnes Road. They had a little house up there for a few years. And, yeah, I'm familiar with that area. I'm almost ready to pull in the driveway here, though, so I will probably bid you adieu and maybe catch you later. Do you drive a white Ford F-150 by any chance? Is that you, maybe, that I see popping around?
No, that's not me. I drive a red Chevy HHR. So that's not me, I can tell you that.
Okay, yeah, I've seen the HHR around. I drive a Ford Ranger, like a gray one. It's the only one that has an antenna on it. But you'll see it. It's got the big diamond antenna on top. I'll wave at you next time I see you. But I'm sure I've seen your car before. I spend a lot of time driving around with here, so All right, man. I will say 73, and I will catch you maybe next time that I'm out and about. ADHCJ, and I'll be clear on your final.
Roger that, Chance, and yeah, hopefully hear you on the radio again. You have safe travels, and have a good day, okay? Talk to you later. KHETL Mobile.
KD8IWS radio check.
On this one. Yes, it's working on
38. Okay, very good. Thank you, KD8IWS, clear.
Were you over on 19 though? I thought I saw the scan at that.
I was. I was testing that. I didn't get any response. Wasn't sure. I was pulling up the repeater.
Yes, I heard you. Working there right now.
Okay, it's working. I got it programmed in. This is my FTM 400, which I use up north, and I also got all of my stations programmed in the link system, the northern link system, in my truck, in my USU-857. So I am good to go, man. I'm pretty happy.
Okey-dokey, just know that the 1459
Petoskey is different field on the point one. But I did hear you on point. Came back to you, but it took me a minute. And you're over here. So, WS. Okay. All right.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day. KD8IWS clerk.
KF8BSC in the mobile, 147.38, listening.
KD8IWS Mobile, go ahead.
Hey, this is Randy, KF8BSC. I don't usually catch anybody on this frequency. It kind of surprised me to hear you answer up.
Yeah, your lucky day, Randy. Yeah, we like to use this repeater. Anytime you want to use it, tear it up. You were talking with Terry last night, weren't you?
It was, Kurt. We usually chat every evening on my way home. I work downtown Flint here at the corner of Court and Harrison. Building is called Plaza One, but everybody else in Flint calls it the Chase Bank Building because Chase has a branch in there. And they see the big blue sign, so they automatically think it's the Chase Building, but it's not. Anyways, I work armed security down here at the building. Work from 12:30 to 6, so Terry usually rides home with me and whoever else, usually Perry and Clay and Even Al popped in for a bit yesterday evening. It was kind of nice.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of nice. When I was working in Dexter, west of Ann Arbor, I would drive from Dexter, from Fenton to Dexter, back to Fenton in the evening. And Al and Terry and Clay, Matt, there were several of us. In fact, there were a few more guys than that. Let's see, I've been retired about 7 years now. And it's always enjoyable to have a group to ride along with. Al used to actually work down in the, let's see, I want to say Bloomfield Hills, Birmingham, maybe Livonia area. So he'd come up, he'd come across 96 and take 23 northbound. So he'd either be ahead of me or behind me on the way home. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I imagine he would. Is this frequency reserved for anything, or is it an open repeater like 2.6 is?
Open to anybody that would like to use it. I'm actually going through the Fenton repeater right now, 146.78. It's right up on top of Denton Hill. Not sure if you're familiar with the south end of Fenton, but it's right next to the water tower. And are you on 146.78, or are you on the Lapeer repeater?
I'm on the McLaren 147.26. Or no, I'm sorry, I'm on 147.38, talking to you.
Yep, okay. Yep, that works too. It's a link system. This this system actually, I know it goes to Lapeer, Flint, Fenton. I think it goes somewhat down maybe near the Livonia area. I don't along there. I don't have the linked frequencies, but anytime you want to use this, I encourage Terry from time to time to jump over here. So sometimes he and Matt, if I'm on board, sometimes we'll switch over to this repeater. But now that it's all linked, I think that Matt, on his ride home, he should be just fine because he's over on the northeast side of Flint, maybe. KD8IWS Mobile.
For work or for home? He lives out about as the crow flies about a quarter mile from me out in Clio. He's on Wilson and Neff Road. Work wise, I thought he was in the south end of the county, Kurt. I thought out near Fenton maybe.
Yeah, he might be. It's been a while since I actually checked in on where he was based out of. I think he's an IT guy, if I remember correctly, but I don't know. I know. So do you hang around the 3.8, or are you usually do you monitor the 3.8 as well as the 2.6?
Not normally. I normally just have it set on 2.6, but for some, I usually come out to my truck between 4:30 and quarter to 5. Set out here and watch the ladies get in their vehicles. It makes them feel a little safer. And for whatever reason, I hit the scan button and heard all the automated ID, and I thought, I'm going to throw my call out and just see if anybody answers up. And there you were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my QTH is only a mile from the repeater as the crow flies, so it's pretty, I can hit either of this. I mean, anything within about a 50-mile radius, depending on conditions. We're pretty high here in Fenton, so I usually have a pretty good shot. I can hit the Lapeer repeater and in my truck. Now, if I go in on my base, I've got a 45-foot tower with a X510 on top of it. So that does a really good job. But I'm going to be monitoring, so I'll probably pick you guys up when you're on your way home. I don't know how long you're going to be out, but I just pulled in my driveway, Randy, so I'm going to go indoors, and I'll be down in my office, so I'll turn on my base station, and I've got my FTM 400 that I just reprogrammed in the basement as well. I normally have that up north. I'll tell you guys about a Northern Michigan link that's also run by the same group that owns the 14678 repeater. Have a good night. We'll catch you. KD8 IWS clear with you. Go ahead, Randy.
Talking to you again, Kurt. Yeah, usually about 5:15, 5:20, Terry will put the call out, and then we'll kind of come straggling in. It's usually Travis. Every now, I mentioned last night we haven't heard Clay in a while, but Travis, Matt, myself, you occasionally, and Al again last night, and then every now and then we'll get Patrick. Patrick will jump in, so we usually have four or five. Patrick is KE8ZTP. You'll hear him every now and then. But have a good night. We'll look for you if you happen to be on. 7-3, my friend. Good chatting with you as always. KF8BSC. I'll be clear. 147.38. Break. Go ahead, Break.
KFA CYL over in Grand Rapids. I just wanted to see, sitting here listening to you guys, if you can hear me over there.
Good gracious, you're coming in. You're coming in good and strong. Yeah, just a little staticky background noise, barely negligible, but boy, you sound really good for that kind of distance.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I just programmed this in a little bit ago, brand new ham about four weeks ago. Just got the text so far, but having a lot of fun and meeting a lot of people. But all the repeaters you guys mentioned that were linked together are on the other side of the state from Grand Rapids here, and I'm wondering how this is linked together. So I'm actually on 147.28, and you said 38, so I was listening at it. Does he have that right? But I'm on 147.28, so that must be linked in that whole thing, too.
Yep, that's correct. 147.28.38.26. Oh goodness, there's four or five of them linked in there, but yeah, you sound good, very, very readable. I been licensed since got my ticket July 1st, and just studying for my general now, but I've wanted to get into amateur radio since the early 80s. Retired from law enforcement and worked as a medic for several years. Worked on my local fire department. So I figured since 1980s, it's about time. So I went ahead and studied and got my check back the 1st of July, and I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, same here. I've been in two-way radio from way back, a couple of shops here in town, and then ended up getting involved in the GMRS thing, and then everybody on there in turn started out on GMRS, got ham license, so then I thought, well, I may as well try that, and so yeah, I should have done it, 50 years ago, but yeah, it's been fun. It's been a good time. I'll let you go. I just wanted to see if this was really what I was hearing. It says it's listed down as Lansing, so I was quite surprised to hit this repeater myself. So I appreciate the talk back here, and I will catch up with you later on. KF8CYO, 73 on that side of the state. Have a great day.
KF8CYO. Copy that. What was your name again? My name is Randy. Call is KF8 Bravo Sierra Charlie. KF8 BSC.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I noticed the KF8, so it must have been around the same time getting registered. But the name here is Greg, G-R-E-G.
Gotcha, Greg. Good talking with you, my friend. Hopefully catch up some other time on here. Have a great night, 7-3. Be safe if you're out.
Okay, take care.
This is Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima. Hey, what's up?
How you doing, Echo Papa Lima? Oh, not a whole lot. I'm just shooting out. Got my base station set up finally, and I wanted to get out here to see if I could make any contacts. Still don't have the antenna up on the roof yet, but just wanted to see how it was doing.
Well, you're sounding really good. I'm out of the way out here in Lapeer, so you're sounding really good to me. I'm at Lapeer Road and Elba Road.
Okay, it's probably been 30-some years since I've been out that way. I'm over in Saginaw, coming off the train, the repeater links here. No, I just wanted to see how this thing was working. I know it's probably got a slight echo. I've heard that complaint. The original microphone got lost for this thing, and hopefully next month, any luck, I can replace it with a Heil. You buy a $12 mic, and they send you a $6 mic.
Roger that. No, you're sounding good here. No problem.
Hey, I appreciate that. You're the first contact I've made on the base station since I brought it down here, so I'm glad to hear it's starting to work. It seemed like last week the repeater was busy, and the last 2 days it doesn't seem like there's been very many people on that much.
Roger that. Yeah. Kind of been a little bit quiet on my end, too, so I'm driving in to Lapeer right now for a meeting, so I can stay on for a little bit longer, but not much.
Hey, that's no problem. I'm just happy to make contact. I got to spend some time with the future wife here, so in a little bit. I wouldn't want her to think I'm ignoring her. But I do like to play with my radios.
No, I totally understand that. Been there myself. Don't worry about that. And spend time with your wife, and I'm glad that your radio's working good and no problems. So hopefully you can get that mic situation figured out and all of that. So back to you. K8DPL.
Yeah, I've never had any complaints before when I used to use this radio. It's just after my buddy held on to my radio for me to come back and missing cables for my signal link box and missing microphone, and you know how that goes. And I ordered, like I said, I ordered a replacement mic, and I got just what I paid for. No, I'm going to spend the money. I'm going to put a high on it. I want to get a decent microphone, and I'm on Hi-Com, so it's got to be a condenser mic. So I've got to, might as well get it done and get a pretty good one on.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I'm running an Hi-Com as well here in the car. I got a ID5100, and totally understand where you're coming from 100%.
Yeah, I never thought about microphones before. The factory mic, just handheld mic, it seemed to work just fine. But I've had nothing but complaints with this mic ever since I got it. And I know that's what it is. I went through all kinds, checked everything out. And, you know, I'd like to have a nice mic anyways. One piece at a time, you know how that goes. KE8AZI, back to you.
Roger that. So, yeah, it was it's good hearing from you. Name here is Eric, by the way. Echo Romeo India Charlie. And if you don't mind, I'm going to get off here and get into the meeting. I'm less than a mile away, so I'll say my 73s and listen for your final. This is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima.
Okay, Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima. This is KE8AZI. I'll be clear of this call, and I'll be listening in the background. You have a good evening, and thank you for answering my call. You have a good night.
You as well, 73s. This is K8DTL out.